my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Monday, July the 14th, 2014. Now, what we want to do on this edition, this broadcast, is return to Revelation and begin to go back to Revelation and the Quran, back and forth, and we'll supplement our lessons in Revelation and Quran with Sunday school lessons. But let's, for this next while, return to the book of Revelation. We were closing out the last letter to the seven churches, was it? And the last letter from Paul in the book, John, in the book of Revelation. The last letter was written to the church at Laodicea. We're going to go over these a little bit and try to begin at 14th verse of chapter 3 and just do a little review and move down to verse 21 and go into details in verse 21. So for the next 3 hours, an hour today, an hour another day, an hour, another day, making 3 hours for this particular week, we want to delve back into Revelation and maybe Quran as well and bring in current events, current affairs. Watch this. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Study, the last time that we were here was right before I went into a deep study in the African science of creation. And so what I might have said a couple of months ago, a few months ago, may have been good. But now we have a deeper understanding of all that we are reading now, sisters and brothers, because this is African teaching. Watch this. The angel, if you say angel, you say spirit, entity, energy, working on behalf of Yahuwah, doing the work of Yahuwah, propagating life. Because Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yahweh, however you choose to pronounce that word, 3068 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word means the existing one, the self-existing one. Scientifically, Numbers chapter 11, Yahweh, Yahuwah, is the begatter, begats and conceives. The father begats, the mother conceives, so Yahuwah is both father and mother acting as one to give birth to life, to cause the existence of the universe and all that exists within the universe. So Yahuwah, the self-existing father and mother, one as one, causes the existence of all that has existed, all that exists, and all that ever will exist. So the angel, in that regard, spirit, energy, entity, but also the angel is every leader. See, we're understanding deeper these words. Every leader. They say, no, the angel is the pastor. But when you check the pasture, the word pasture, woe to the pastures in Jeremiah. When you look up the word pasture in the African Hebrew language, the word pasture is defined as ruler, governor, teacher. All of us are leaders on one level. But more specifically, the rulers of this world, the governors, the prime ministers, the presidents, the kings and queens, the heads of financial, governmental, educational, and religious institutions. These are the leaders. These are the angels in our society. These are the pastors. Pastor is not only a religious word. That word pastor in the African Hebrew Old Testament signifies all leaders on the planet who have influence and are able to teach and hold leadership capacity. So, the angel as a pastor is every leader on the planet. Now, this is the angel of the Church of Laodiceans. The word Laodiceans is rooted in this word in the Greek language.
Strong's G 2993, Laodikeia.
Let's hear that again, sisters and brothers.
Strong's G 2993, Laodikeia.
Now, Laodikeia is defined as justice of the people. Justice of the people. And further etymological roots. The word people is rooted in Laos or Laos, a people, a group, a tribe, a nation. So the angel of Laodiceans, the angel of Laodikeia, the angel of the people of the earth, the leaders of the people of the earth, the leaders of peoples and groups and tribes and nations. Any great part of the population gathered together anywhere. So the leaders of Laodicea. But it on the justice side, that word for justice is this word.
Strong's G 1349, Dike.
This is a feminine noun, so justice is seen as feminine, and it ties into justice and righteousness from the African Hebrew. Justice in the African Hebrew was masculine. Righteousness was feminine. But here, the Greeks, after having studied under the African ancestors, began to see justice as both right and just. So righteousness and justice, and saw justice as feminine. Custom, usage, a suit at law, judicial hearing, judicial decision, sentence of condemnation, execution of a sentence, punishment, suffer punishment, the goddess justice, avenging justice. So we are looking at that which symbolizes the purpose of the peoples of the earth. The peoples of the earth are to be people of justice. Poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow. We are supposed to be people of justice. We contracted with Yahuwah that we would come into the earth realm and fight for justice, stand for justice. Why? So that we can, as Atum. Atum does what Atum does so that all can be at peace. So we are here in the earth realm, standing up for justice, fighting for justice. Why? So that we can have peace on this earth, so that we can have heaven on this earth. So we are talking to every angel on the planet. Every spirit energy entity residing in those who hold political office, financial office, governmental office, educational office, and religious office. We want to talk to leadership. We want to talk to those who have seen fit to hold leadership capacity. So to the angel of the Church of the Laodiceans, write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now, we have been studying Africa, and this whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation is African philosophy. The African scientists went into the earth and studied the earth, studied the heavens, and gave us our so-called spiritual knowledge and our so-called scientific knowledge. But the knowledge was given as one science of life. This fella Capra, I don't have his first name memorized as of yet, but his last name, if I have it correct, is Capra. He was talking about how the universe can be broken down into all manner of systems. And each of the systems of the universe act on behalf of life to facilitate life. So the systems of life, the web of life, in African Hebrew, you say Yahuwah. So Yahuwah, the existing one, living one, life, existing, living for all. In this verse of chapter 3, verse 14, the word Amen is used here. These things saith the Amen. Amen is talking. Amen is not only a word you use at the end of your prayer, but this is the Amen. The word the, a word signifying the definite article. We are definitive. If you say a car, we don't know what car you're speaking of. But if you say the car, and that car, and the car, we know you are talking about a specific car, a specific vehicle. The man, the woman, this is a specific blueprint for manhood and womanhood. So the Amen is specific. The Amen means that Amen is a living entity. And this living entity, Amen, is rooted in the African word, Kemet word, Amun. Amun. And Amun is defined as hidden. Let me see. You have noon and nonet, waters and heavens. You have ha and hahet, infinity and finite. You have kuk and kaket, light and darkness. And you have amun and amonet. Amun is the hidden, and Amonet is the revealed. And Amun is the masculine. In the birth process, the work of the masculine is hidden and unseen. The birth process is what we are looking at. Amonet is that womb that reveals that which was hidden in the womb of Amonet. So Amun, carrying the seed of life, germ of life. Out of that germ of life that is hidden in the womb of Amonet comes the revelation through the womb of Amonet, that work that was hidden in the womb of Amonet. This universe is birthing life, birthing life, birthing life, hidden, unseen at first, but then out in the light and seen. And remember, the Dogon talked about the Po seed that spiraled into the universe as light and sound, but invisible and inaudible at first. That's that Amun reality. And that's that Kuk reality. Kuk is darkness. The work is done in darkness. The work is done hidden, Amun. And then into the light. And then audible. That's Karket, light. Feminine. She is light. And then that's Amonet, that womb. She's feminine. She reveals that which was hidden. So the father being represented by Amen or Amun, the hidden and unseen one that does the work of implanting the matter that is the universe in the womb of Amonet. Amen, the faithful. The Almighty Father is faithful and true. And the word true and truth in Kemet, Egypt was Ma'at. Truth, justice, and righteousness. And she was represented by the beautiful black woman with wings. So Amen, Amun is speaking here. Amun is the beginning of the creation of God. In the Old Testament, Genesis, it says, in the beginning, the gods and the goddesses created the heavens and the earth. It's rendered God in the English. That's wrong, mistranslation, whether accidental or purposeful mistranslation. In the African Hebrew, the word is Elohim, which is gods and goddesses. The gods and goddesses are the children of the Most High. And that word signifies the whole of the universe and all within the universe as children of the Most High. Now, the head of the Elohim, given the power by Yahuwah, is in the New Testament Christos, in the Old Testament Adon and Eloha. Adon, rooted in the Kemet Aton sun disk. We're talking scientifically of how the hydrogen atom, the hydrogen atom, holds sway over the whole of the universe and directs the traffic, is the director of all the elements and molecules and spirit energy entities of the universe. So you have in the beginning the Elohim headed by Eloha or Adon, or in the New Testament, Christos, the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, go about creating this universe on behalf of who? Yahuwah. On behalf of, in this scripture, Amen. Amen is the beginning of the creation. Why is Amen the beginning of the creation of the Elohim? Because Amen represents the Father, and the seed of life, germ of life, begins with the Father. So Amen is the beginning of the creation of the Elohim, gods and goddesses, because the Father is the beginning of the life. The seed comes from the Father. That life that is eternal begins with the Father and is emitted into the mother. This Bible, this scripture, whether Quran, Bhagavad Gita, I Ching, no matter where you go, we're talking about religious languages that are teaching the same science of life. So Amen is the faithful. The Almighty Father is faithful and true witness. The Almighty Father, represented as Amen Amun, is the beginning, because all begins with the Father. The seed of life, germ of life, begins with the Father and then is emitted into the womb, hidden and unseen, and that womb reveals into the light that which was hidden in the dark. Oh, when we understand science. Amun talking, verse 15, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. Sisters and brothers, we have a condition in our consciousness. All manner of wickedness being done around us, and we feel nothing. I was listening to the Nation of Islam. Brother, was it Nuri Muhammad? Or was it Shahid Muhammad and Ishmael Muhammad? Speaking of that woman that was being beaten in LA by that cop. Beaten in the face, beaten in the face. The cop straddling that beautiful black woman. And the minister, Shahid Ishmael, were wondering, and the editor of the Final Call newspaper were wondering, where was the anger and emotion of black people? But further than that, human beings, period, where is our feeling when we see a sister suffering like that under the brutality of a policeman who has bought into the fictitious narrative that the people are the enemies of the system and the people are the enemies of the police. Now, we are not friends with a system that is destructive of the human family, but the police people, men and women police officers, they come from working class neighborhoods, poor class neighborhoods, but they get into the academy and the fraternal order of the police, and they forget where they came from, and they begin to see the masses of the people as the enemy, and the masses of the people seen as the enemy, the police are able to justify all manner of brutalities emitted from the police on the masses of the people, because their minds, the police, are in the hands of the wicked ruling class and the ruling families. So my point is, the policeman had no feeling, had feeling of malefic feeling, ill feeling. But we the people seem like we had no feeling, neither cold nor hot. When you look at Israel, once again killing and destroying Palestinian men and women, Christian and Muslim, and destroying Africans, whether African Hebrew or Africans from other nations, fleeing the same terror that was created by Israel, Britain, and America, and Europe, fleeing terror, going to Israel, facing a government in the hands of wicked, sinful, corrupt men and women. And just in the last weeks, 3 Israeli children, boys, kidnapped, killed, blamed on Hamas, no evidence shown. Israel invading Gaza, killing, was it above 100 people, invading thousands of houses, terrorizing the Palestinian people. The question comes, was this a false flag operation? No evidence produced. The government of Israel knew the children were dead when they reported that the children were missing. Mikhail Chasarovsky. I'll have that in my summary page. Mikhail Chasarovsky writes that this was all pre-planned, long in advance. He writes that the head of the IDF, before the kidnapping, predicted the kidnapping. See, these are indicators of false flag operations already planned and then administered, and then the results are Israel can justify invading Gaza and killing men and women, and we have no feeling. That's what Amun wants us to know. That's what Yahushua wants us to know. Where is your feeling for the Palestinian men and women, boys and girls, Christian, Muslims, and Africans also being destroyed? So, Mikhail Chasarovsky goes on to say that in the Golan Heights, that portion of Syria stolen by Israel, Israel has set up, I can't remember if he said training camp. I believe he said training camp, but also a military hospital. Now, what was also said by Mikhail Chasarovsky was that the news, I think it was Haaretz, has reported that an Al-Qaeda affiliate, this ISIS group, or ISIL, Islamic State in Syria and the Levant, this group affiliated with Al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for the kidnapping and killing of the three boys. And Mikhail Chasarovsky tells us and confirms that Israel is supporting Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, the ISIS, along with Britain and America. And so this group is being used to administer terror and to justify killing that was already pre-planned. Mikhail Chasarovsky shows us pictures of Benjamin Netanyahu shaking hands with ISIS and ISIL terrorist so-called mercenaries, proving to us that this is a false flag operation so that Israel can be justified in killing and destroying in Gaza. Where is our feeling? Are we cold? Are we hot? Or are we lukewarm, is what the scripture is saying. Yahushua, Amun, wants us to be cold or hot. We should be upset at these things. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.